If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They send it around behind the net to the near side. Hasternak's got it. He's tied up by Dubois. Jones is in there too. They knock the puck around. Down to 5 seconds remaining. The Bruins will get a chance. They come behind the net, put it to the side. There's a shot save made. And I got two words for you. Game over.
You know, we were going to start the show talking about Omaha Beach leaving the Derby, but instead we'll start with the Bruins.
What a cross.
That's okay with you. Bruins, game four tonight in Columbus with the Blue Jackets. Must win game. They lose tonight, it's over. They're cooked.
They lose tonight, it's panic time.
Really?
Panic time in Hardy's view is today, right?
Like, no, that's Jim
now's
Murray.
The time to panic.
What's Jim Murray do today?
For the team. I hope they don't panic because I think panic, that's when you start clutching those sticks too tight.
Now they're already clutching them tight. They need to panic more so they loosen up.
You think the panic was in game three is what you're saying? That they were already panicking.
Whatever they're doing isn't working. So you say don't panic.
Aha!
I say maybe do panic. Try something different.
Well, they're going to try something different. The lines will look different. They're going to put David Backes into the lineup. I think that will be different. Some different things tonight.
How about Pasternak back on the top line?
How about somebody in the face?
That's different. I don't know.
Maybe it jogs him out of whatever this is that he's in, this funk. Right?
Yeah.
That could be different for them. Something's got to change, though, because they came out and they played well in the first, 8 or so minutes in the last game. And then it really wasn't the same after that.
They played three of the same.
You can't do the whole get out to a good start tonight.
You need
to play a full game.
Second periods have been the issue.
Yes. First periods have not.
Finish was good. They finished the game well.
Yeah, you need the middle of the game. You need to get that middle portion of the game.
That middle big majority chunk. Sneaky important.
You know what I do?
Play well in
the
middle.
I would get the team on a bus today. Skip this, whatever morning skate or whatever talk they're going to have. Get their ass on a bus if I'm Cassidy. And I take them out to Dublin. And I go take a peek at them ears of corn. Go out there and just run around. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Play hide and seek. Play who could get on top of the cornhole.
Climb them.
Climb the corn.
Climb the corn. Go out there to say, everything's not just about a game. Like, look at this. Somebody built this for a reason.
Cornhenge.
What do you think Pasternak would do?
I don't know. They do corn. I like eat the corn. Tuukka eats a little corn long way.
Yeah, that's what he'd say.
Get him out there. Do something different today.
So I think it's over if they lose tonight. I think most people do think it's over if they lose tonight. Don't lose tonight. That's my advice.
Tough to come back.
Don't lose tonight.
Tough to come back from 3-1 against any team, especially a team that already swept the best team in hockey. To start their postseason.
Well, I don't think it's tough to come back against physical teams in a series when you're down 3-1.
And I don't want to hear no big deal because we've been to game sevens and we stretched it out like this before. Do you know, like, speaking of trends, that game three, that's the seventh game three that they've lost in the postseason? Which is weird. Like, they're bad in game threes. And then somehow they wake their ass up and get back in it. or else they get their ass kicked. And what happens tonight is going to determine that. Either going down or you're going to advance. You win tonight, I think you're going to advance. You got control of the series, you win this.
Oh, you're saying winner of this game tonight wins the series?
Hell with the next two games after this.
You're saying the winner tonight the next wins three? The series?
Yeah, yeah, I think the winner tonight has control the of the series. Yeah. Yes. Can be a big swing.
And that hot take.
Yeah, no, I agree with that because the Bruins are coming back home after this.
I can sit here and laugh. Oh, you got the big hot takes. Well, tell me what. What more do you talk about?
Columbus wins, they're up 3-1.
That's
Bruins
over.
Bruins wins 2-2, and they're coming home.
Coming home, and they're going to kick ass. Yeah.
I've
massive
seen
swing tonight, either way.
4-1 tonight. Time it. 10:06. Zoe says 4-1.
I'll say this now because I don't want to say it tomorrow if they win
4-1.
Tonight.
4-1.
I don't want to say it tomorrow if they win tonight. But this whole they're going to come home and kick ass thing, I've seen that movie. I've seen that movie this postseason. It doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. And kick ass in, automatically kick ass against the
Maple
Leafs.
Okay, well, it's better to play at home than it is to play on the road.
I agree.
I'm not saying they're going to kick ass. I'm just saying that it's better to be in your home building.
Someone just said they're going to come home and kick ass.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I said it.
All right. And I'm just telling you, because I don't want to say this. I don't want to be this guy tomorrow if they win tonight.
Don't be that guy then.
Don't be that guy.
I'll be that guy today.
I'll be the guy doing a victory lap after a 4-1 win.
Winning tonight is just step one. Automatically come home, kick ass. Nope. Nope. It's not automatic. Win tonight. Start with tonight. Win tonight.
All right. We got phone lines open. You want to get ready for tonight's game. 617-779-0985. Brad Marchand has responded to his punch the other night right in the back of the head of Scott Harrington. He spoke yesterday. Here he is.
The frustration lead to the punch at the end of the game?
Not at all. JD was taking a few punches in front of the net from a couple guys, so just kind of a reaction to that.
Does it bother you at all that that was a fairly harmless play last night and, you know, people all over social media, when it's you who are involved, all of a sudden calling for suspensions and, you know, everything else, they get on the pitchforks and torches for you?
Yeah, I mean, that it is what it is. That there's a lot of media attention in the playoffs, and they jump onto things and hold on to it, and it creates a stir. So it is what it is. You know, I'm not overly concerned about what's said in the media and what fans say and stuff like that. You know, it was an unnecessary play, but you know, it is what it is. Games go on, and we're about the next one here.
But Brad, when fingers are being pointed, you know, at you, how does that motivate you?
To kind of go. To be honest, I don't even know what's being said, or you know, I don't pay attention to it. I've learned, you know, over the years, you stay away from the media, especially this time of year. You know, fans all have their opinions, and they're entitled to it. They pay us a lot of money to play the game, so thank you. So you just roll with it, and it is what it is. You know, try to stay within the room.
Jim, can you cut up that first question? Does it bother you that that's a fairly harmless play and the reaction? So that when Brody gets called into the principal's office for cracking someone right smack in the back of the head with his fist and the guy falls on his face, I could reiterate that it's pretty much a harmless play. What kind of question was that?
All right, well, that's not fair to draw a comparison between real life and
an NHL game and a third grade classroom.
NHL game.
I punch him right in the back of the head. The guy wasn't looking. Fairly harmless play.
Is he okay?
No, that was Haggerty trying to get closer to Marchand.
Yeah,
that
it's Haggerty. Exactly. That's why I'm being a dick.
No, and okay? it's him asking a question in a way that is going to give you
that doesn't want to piss Marchand off.
Something in the way of a response. Get him talking, you know.
I guess.
Yeah, he did get him talking. He did. I'll give him credit for that. He got him talking. Okay. But it is a little suck-uppery. You're right. Oh, Brad, can you believe everything they're saying about this, Brad? Can you believe everybody in the media?
Does it bother you at all that that was a fairly harmless play last night? You know, people all over social media, when you were involved, all of a sudden calling for suspensions and, you know, everything else. They get on the pitchforks and torches for you.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pitchforks and torches. Oh, that's like chasing Shrek down the road.
But hey, he did his job because he got an answer out.
Brad, isn't this
he got him talking about it. Isn't this the worst?
I even love the tone, Brad.
It's like the worst.
Look into my eyes.
Does it bother you?
Okay, but Brad Marchand in there is flat out lying. Jake DeBrusk wasn't getting punched. Go back and watch the video. It's widely available. Jake DeBrusk isn't getting punched.
Play was over.
Not at that moment. It was earlier in the game I thought he was alluding to.
I don't know. Listen again. He said he was taking punches right then. He wasn't taking punches.
At that moment, he was taking punches?
Yeah, Jake was.
Not at all. JD was taking a few punches in the front of the net from a couple guys. So just kind of a reaction to that.
Teamwork.
No, nope.
Maybe he was a player.
He was in front of the net. He was grabbed. He was being.
That wasn't the only time he was in front of the net the whole game.
Oh, okay.
It was earlier.
Okay. I guess it was earlier in the
earlier.
Game.
Earlier in the game. The one that Pasternak stood
not,
there.
And, he just, yeah.
The one that Pasternak leaned on the back.
At least he says
watch.
It was unnecessary, which is true. That's an accurate statement. It was completely unnecessary.
Well, all of it's unnecessary. Yeah. Do away with hockey altogether. We don't need sports.
But you
it's
know
part
I,
of the game.
You know what I also find completely disingenuous?
Well.
That he doesn't hear it. That he doesn't hear it, and then he tunes it out, and thank you, and
no chance,
no shot,
no chance.
Nobody's buying it.
What are you talking about?
No one's buying it. You hear all of it.
Yeah,
you hear all of it. You hear all this crap that people are saying. You look at that crap. So whatever. But also yesterday, Gary Bettman was in a subcommittee hearing.
Yeah,
in Ottawa,
Parliament,
in front of Parliament in Canada. Testifying about hits to the head in hockey. Just happened to be happening yesterday. And
Parliamentary Subcommittee on NHL Oversight.
Yeah, NHL. They have a subcommittee.
Right.
Of course they do. It's Canada. They have a subcommittee.
Who's the co-chair of the subcommittee?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, of course, he once again refused to acknowledge a link between repeated brain trauma and CTE. You think the NFL is bad. At least the NFL doesn't deny that anymore. Like, hey, if we bash your brains in for 10 years, you might be at a higher risk for CTE. The NFL says, yeah, that's probably true. NHL, Gary Bettman, still won't admit that. Still won't admit that, that if you bash your brains in for 10 years or more, that you might be at higher risk for these things. They won't even admit it. They can't bring themselves to say it. Nope. Head hits to the head. Nope. Nothing happens. No risk for anything. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. That's the NHL. But because it's the NHL and it has fewer viewers and fewer people paying attention to it, it doesn't get the scrutiny that the NFL gets. But anyway, that's a different topic. He said that the play should have been penalized. That the play should have been penalized with Brad Marchand. And the league didn't do anything about it. So I'm not sure where this leaves the officials that are going to be in the game tonight. Are they going to look to penalize Brad Marchand? For any little... Oh, wait, they already do that at any given moment. So where does that leave Brad Marchand? The same spot he was before. That play should have been penalized, Gary Bettman said. That's how he left it with Parliament yesterday, testifying to Parliament.
Do you believe him?
Do I believe him?
I don't believe him. He was saying a lot... I actually watched some of the YouTube on this thing. What? That was boring.
You watched a YouTube on this?
It was like 20 minutes of this hearing. I kept fast-forwarding, trying to get them the audio of him talking about
Sounds
this.
Sounds fun.
Oh, it was brutal. Got lady talking about her rugby player daughter and how they respond and how are you going to get these guys not to respond, and the response is the problem and all that stuff. But he was just being a salesman out there, a lawyer, trying to like argue his way out of for the NHL. So he would have pretty much said anything at that point. I don't believe Bettman.
Wouldn't you just love it if he said, nah, it's not really an issue in our league. It's just this guy Marchand. He's just a pain in the ass. I will say, from the other angle... there is a couple of hits that someone just emailed me. There is a couple of shots that DeBrusk does take earlier. There is another angle if you look.
See?
Yeah.
Marchand punches in context.
There's a second angle that you can look at. Yeah, Marchand. There's a context angle. Thank you for that. That's good. I had not seen this angle yet. Good context. Good defense of Marchand. I'll give him that. My mistake. I apologize. I didn't think that had happened in the angle we had seen before.
Is in the report submitted by the DeBrusk punch report.
Yeah,
in
good job.
From
hey,
the, oversight.
I can admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong. He was not. He was telling the truth.
Yeah,
he was telling the truth. DeBrusk did take a couple of shots, except he was looking at the guy, and they were engaged, and they were clutching, grabbing each other instead of just skating up behind a guy on his knees and punching him in the back of the head. There's a little bit of a difference there, right?
Don't punch DeBrusk. He's not a guy you punch. I'm the guy who decides who you hit and who you don't
hit. DB.
And I'm going to make a ruling on this right now. Jake DeBrusk is a guy you don't hit.
All right, we'll get back to your calls. DB. Bruins tonight. Shaughnessy will join us later this hour. Yeah. He'll be with us for a couple hours today. We've got a lot to get to, including Celtics, some Celtics items, some reporting that is being done on the Celtics, and not only their current series and how they all fit together now, but how they'll fit together in the future, among other topics today. Yeah, that all sound good to you?
That sounds nice.
Okay, off and running. Your call's next.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Let's get to a couple of your calls here. Open lines, you want to grab one. Peter's in New Hampshire. I'm Brad Marsham. What's up, Peter?
Guys, I can't tell if you're playing, like, you know, when it comes to the Marchand hit, whether you're playing, you know, hot take sports radio, or if you're really that soft that you're outraged by what he did. I honestly, truly can't tell.
Why do you think that we're outraged by it?
Well, one, because we've spent a lot of time on it. Because it sounds like, you know, I truly can't tell whether you're upset that he did this or if you're just kind of making fun of it. If you're kind of making fun of the fact that it's become...
I don't know. I mean, the press addressed it with him when locker room availability opened. So
I agree,
I don't think it's just on us here.
Right at the end of the game, so it was fresh on everybody's minds. But here we are 2 days later still talking about it. And it's really a non-issue when you look at some of the hits, some of the face washing, some of the punches that happened during the playoffs. This is common. This happens all the time. Now, was it a rat?
See, that I don't buy. Peter, that part I don't buy. I don't think it happens all the time like this. I think it only happens this particular way with some players, and Brad Marchand is one of those players.
No, I think far worse has happened during the course of the playoff. I've been watching hockey for a long time. Far worse happens.
It's not about Peter, you're right. Far worse happens in terms of the level of violence, but there's a difference in terms of guys who are engaged with one another.
Yeah.
And are actually engaged in it.
Yeah, the skirmishes where you're pushing
a guy
and
who's on his knees on the ice with his back turned to him and has no reason to expect that Brad Marchand's going to punch him in the back of the head. It's cheap, it's classless, and it's obnoxious, and it's par for the course with Brad Marchand. I'm not outraged. I don't think he deserves a suspension. I just think that's who this guy is, and I don't like it. I don't like that about him. I think it's classless.
I wasn't even all that outraged from the start. I mean, it's like, yeah, you would rather
be shocked by it.
Well, I'm not shocked. I'm not even outraged. The only thing I remember saying about it in the day after was that It's not the greatest look in a game where you're losing and you're being outplayed. If you're doing that, let's face it, very much equal footing in terms of goals scored and how these games have ended up with the overtime and the double overtime. And, you know, you can go up and down the lines and, you know, from the, you know, top forwards down to the fourth line, and the D pairings and the goalies. I mean, there's not much of separated these two teams. But that seemed to come in a time in a game where you were being outplayed. And it's like, man, what are you doing? What are you doing that for in that particular moment? But in terms of Brad Marchand, what, being outraged by that? No.
It's Michael Bennett in the Super Bowl. What do you do with Gronkowski? Game's over. You're pushing, you're shoving, you start swinging. At least he was engaged with him.
What I don't understand
this
is
might
the
be
need
worse
to defend
than Bennett.
It. Like, what's the need to defend that? Why does anyone feel the need to defend him on this crap?
Get with your hot sports take.
Like, why do you feel the need to defend it? Why do you need that? You need that to be a Bruins fan to defend him?
The typical 9-year-old when you're getting beat at the end of a game and you can't take it and you start crying or you start kicking and you spitting or whatever. That's exactly what it is.
You don't need to defend him.
Like even Michael Bennett engaged with Gronkowski. Yeah, no, at least they were engaged with each other when they started punching.
Was it a big deal? No, it's not a big deal. Did he deserve a suspension? Hell no.
That was only my concern yesterday. Could you imagine?
Just call it for what it is, though.
Could you imagine if the guy ended up getting concussed by it? That's the only way I would have been pissed. If that guy got concussed and now all of a sudden you're going to get an ejection or you're going to get suspended for a game or maybe the rest of the series, yeah, then we're pissed. I expect him to play like that. Guy's a rat.
Brendan on Cape Cod. Brendan.
Hey, guys. Hey. What's going on? Also on the Marchand hit, I do think it's kind of like a scummy hit. At the same time, though, I kind of love it. As scummy of a player as Marchand is sometimes, you know, that's just part of his game. Get under their skin a little bit. Any edge we can maybe grab for game four would be great. If he had gotten suspended for a game, I wouldn't have been outraged. I would have been okay with it. You know, he deserved that. But if he didn't, he didn't. So. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, brother.
All right, Brendan. The next time there's a questionable call on Brad Marchand, just remember, this is why you get calls on Brad Marchand. This is why he's targeted. That's why he gets away with nothing.
A questionable high stick will get called every single time with this guy.
That's why he gets away with nothing. That's why he's targeted by officials. That's why there is no leeway for him on anything. That's why, because of stuff like this. So if you want to defend that, be my guest. Just know what comes with it. Know the territory that you go into when that's the case. There's no edge to be gained by that. You think there's an edge tonight in game four? You know what would be a much bigger edge? If Brad Marchand did his job, which is scoring goals. That's his primary job. That's the job he gets paid to do. He gets paid to score goals. I haven't seen him do that lately. I've seen him doing a lot of other things. Not scoring goals,
though.
Oh,
you like the hits in the head?
That's not one of the things he's been doing lately. Sure. I would say in round two of the playoffs, scoring a goal would be much more important than any of this other crap he's been doing. But I'd love to see the edge tonight, though, that he may have gained out of doing that in the final minute of a game that he lost. I think you just look like a loser when you do this. You look like you've lost the mental edge. It looks like they've gained some real estate in Brad Marchand's brain. Can't hold it together. Trailing in the series now, down 2-1. Who's got the mental edge now? And this is not some team that shies away from contact, that shies away from physicality. This is not one of these teams. This is not one of these cheap shot teams.
Yeah. This isn't.
You want to get after it with anybody on that roster? They'll go at it with you. Yeah.
They don't want to flop. They want to stand there and hit you back.
You don't need to punch these guys in the back of the head. You want to go at it? They'll drop the gloves.
Sure.
They're big boys over there.
We're playing at home tonight. That place will be rocking.
That's not really Brad Marchand's style, though. That's not his style. He'd rather skate up behind you when you're down on your knees and punch in the back of the head when you don't think it's coming. That's his style. But please, Bruins fans, defend that. Defend the B for Brad Marchand.
I'll take sports radio,
please,
guy.
Do that. No, that's what a Bruin is. That's a Bruin. Yep. That is skate up behind him in the final minute of the game and punch him in the back of the head. That's the kind of class you expect from the spoked B. Absolutely.
Might as well take the stick and just whack him
defend
in the back of the
way.
Defend it all the way. Right behind the knees.
Yeah, big bad Brad Marchand from the big bad Bruins. Yep. What a lunch pail kind of guy he is. Anthony and Hingham. Anthony.
Surprised he didn't go into the fans and hit somebody with his skate. But, Yeah, no, I think Marchand, I mean, would you rather him dial it back a little bit and not be on that edge?
No, I'd rather him play.
No, I'd rather transfer to offense. Does he score goals still? Is that still in his repertoire or no?
Have you seen him score goals like that, though? I haven't.
Score goals like what? I don't know what you mean.
Not on the edge, just taking it back, not being feisty like
we've talked about
is.
This. The dial back Marchand is like not it. As good. I agree with you. The dial back Marchand is not as good. What Beetle is saying is, okay, we've got amped up. We've got on the edge Marchand right now, and he's not scoring goals either. So if you're not going to be scoring goals, then you know it's tougher to swallow the whole on the edge aspect of his game. That's all.
Yeah, I completely understand. But,
and not only that, I mean, Anthony, it's really not even like the outrage of the hit. It's the defense of it that I really hate more than anything.
Yeah, me too. I can't stand that when I hear people complaining about why is it like this is what comes with the territory if you do this stuff.
The justification of it. the what about these other hits? What about this? What about that? That's what drives me crazy. That to me is just disgusting. Get over it. Stop defending it. Recognize it for what it is. The guy likes to play this way. You don't have to like it. You don't have to enjoy it. You don't have to defend it.
Big bad.
Big bad Brad Marchand. Big bad Brad Marchand from the Big Bad Bruins. They've looked so tough in this series against the big bad Blue Jackets, haven't they? This isn't the Canadians you're playing. This is a real team, real hockey team on the other side. They're not shying away from anything.
Sucks when a rabbit has the gun, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real team. They've been rather physical in this series. They've not shied away from contact at any one point. They'll go all the way with you. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We've got Dan Shaughnessy set to join us coming up at 10:50 this morning. So we will be talking with Dan. Also, an update from the courts in Florida. Big, long hearing yesterday. 7 hours in the courtroom. A lot happening down there.
Some new details, huh?
After hearing in the Kraft case. A quick update on that. Back to your calls and Shaughnessy coming up in about 20 minutes.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
There was one evening in question where a group of approximately 8 males got off of a golf cart, walked into the establishment, came back outside, did sort of a, and I'll use the analogy here, touchdown Jesus, lifted his hands, and then walked back inside. So at that point, I understood that this was not just a regular massage parlor, but one that was an illicit massage business. They had an early bird special.
Yeah, my experience is with the early bird special. If you get there by 4, you could get a half plate.
No, this is the really, the full really serving, early bird. You know what I mean? You got to get in by 1.
You still get the salad, you get tea or coffee, and you get a half portion. That's the early bird special.
That's Detective Andrew Sharp from the Jupiter Police Department testifying last week about the early bird specials that they offered at the Orchids of Asia Spa.
Apparently it was advertised as the afternoon delight.
It was not, but thank you for that, Hardy. There was another hearing yesterday that lasted 7 hours, and there has been many, many hearings in the last week. That video has been suppressed for the time being. It's suppressed in the sense that it will be sealed.
What's the back and forth, you think, price tag on everything from in totality, from beginning of this whole investigation to where we are today on both sides?
Oh, millions.
Just unreal.
Millions upon millions of dollars.
And from the outside, let me say, the longer this goes on, the wiser the decision to fight this.
Yes and no. I'll tell you what's going on here. A judge, the headline today is that a judge has ordered Robert Kraft to appear in court at the next hearing. The next court hearing is May 21st. Okay, so about 3 weeks from now, he's going to be in court for a calendar call to determine if both sides are ready to go to trial. That is an order from Judge Hanser. The names.
Unfortunate.
The names in this case are unbelievable. That also from a report at WPTV in West Palm Beach.
WPTV West Palm Beach. That's why it goes down.
Do you know what the reporter's name is that's been covering the case? Maris Badcock.
They're unfortunate.
I kid you not.
This is jokes.
I'm not kidding. That is not a joke. Maris has been all over the case, covering it since day one. So there's
the producer of all these
to...
segments is Nathan Fingercrack. I saw that in one of the reports.
I thought it was James Goldenrod.
I'm not going there, Hardy, and this is my only point.
You said it was James Goldenrod.
I'm not going to go there into the details of what was said in the 7 hours. I'm just going to say this. Do you know why I think it has been a good decision to continue fighting this case?
Is it Jim Hammerstein?
I can't wait.
The longer the case gets fought, the more there is an opportunity for detectives and members of the police department to be on the stand and testify to certain details of the case, as you may have just alluded to, details that I won't tell you about, but you can certainly find out for yourself on the internet today.
Practically can't. You can't not find out about them. Right there in your face.
But this this is like the pros and cons of it. If the video were to be out there right now, all the details are known, every last detail. But if I'm willing to bet that right now, you ask the average person the details of what happened in that spa, they don't know them. They don't know the details of what went on there.
Fair.
They don't. They haven't read the briefs. They haven't read police reports. They haven't read the tweets, and they have not been, you know, put on the front page of the newspaper. They have not been put on the front page of the Boston Globe, despite their coverage. They have not been put on your nightly news here in Boston or anywhere else. So I think the average person doesn't really know what was going on there. And therefore, if you're fighting it, you're winning. And the tape isn't out. And therefore,
but
so far,
not fighting the tape.
It's a win.
They're fighting to have this completely thrown out of court.
Well, I'm saying this week's fight has been on the tape front.
Okay.
But
if you go back,
the overall fight is to get the entire thing, tape included, thrown out.
Right. If you go back to the original offer, or one of the original offers, and like just say you would have lost in court. It's not guilt. You don't have a none of that. Does the tape come out then?
Well, that's the thing. If you get the tape, if you legally get the tape to be thrown out, he's found, whatever, innocent, or the case is thrown out and there's nothing there. And say the tape comes out somewhere because someone taped it on a file 2 months from now and sold it to TMZ. You still got to go through all this again, emotionally, and embarrassed, and the embarrassment part of it.
There was a detective or member of the Jupiter Police Department yesterday in court wearing a ski mask because he was undercover. There are details in this case that are just hilarious.
In case he doesn't get taken out when he
leaves? In the courtroom, on the stand with a ski mask on yesterday. There are just things happening in this case that you're like, is this real?
Maybe it was cold.
Is this really happening?
Maybe it was cold inside.
No.
I don't remember the part of the original plea agreement where he agrees that he would have lost in court, and they said, and we're going to release the video.
Well, that's sort of unknown. I mean, there's an assumption made that they would have sealed or destroyed the evidence on the tape front.
Thank you.
We don't know that for sure.
Right.
We don't know.
I'm drawing it out.
We don't know. But all I know is that tape is not out there anywhere. We are months into it now. The tape is not anywhere. They seem to be winning the fight to this point, and they may win overall. And I don't think the story has great staying power. I don't think it's grabbing attention like it was a month ago. It was a major, we'll say 2 months ago now.
Well, to whatever degree the story is out there now is 100% more than it would have been had it just all gone away.
Agree.
2 months ago.
Agree with
that. So to whatever degree we're talking about it is more than we'd be talking about it.
Unless there was a tape.
Right. But I understand what you're saying here, too. 2 weeks from now, I'll be thinking less of these details that came out because of what the man testified as he saw in court.
But if there were...
I'm a little wild by it. But 2 weeks from now, I won't be.
If there were a guilty plea, we'd probably be sitting here talking about a suspension process and a meeting with Goodell and what's the...
There was no guilty plea. That wasn't a guilty plea. There was no admission of guilt.
There's no guilt.
There was no admission of guilt in that offer. It was just you would have lost in court.
That doesn't matter to Goodell.
I don't think it would have mattered.
I don't think any of it matters to Goodell.
You would have had to, no contest, admitting that you would have been found guilty, which would have been enough for Goodell.
I think Goodell thinks he's guilty, and he's going to do what he's going to do, regardless of what happens in court, regardless of whether the case gets tossed.
But Goodell was waiting for the case to be in nonviolent cases, waits for the case to be resolved in court. At that point, the case would have been resolved in court, and we would have been talking about suspensions, and we still would have been talking about it. We just would have been talking about it in different terms. I think he's winning. I do. I've said this.
You think he's winning the case?
I think he's winning.
Is he winning in the court of public opinion?
Doesn't matter.
I don't think he was ever going to win in the court of public opinion.
Of course he wouldn't.
He took the loss on that on day one. I think he's going to win the case.
Is he compounding the loss by doing this?
No. You know why? Because I think he may end up, again, the status of the tape, I think, is what this fight is really becoming about, is that tape. Making sure that tape never sees the light of day. And that, to me, will be the win. That, to me, will minimize whatever the damage is in the court of public opinion.
I just think you could have... You could have
that, I believe, will in the end have been worth it, because I'm telling you, the average person doesn't really know what the hell happened there. And that tape, you put a tape out, well, then there's nothing is hidden anymore. Everything is out.
I have no indication that the same thing couldn't have been accomplished without getting rid of the legal aspect of this months ago. They could have erased all the legal implications of this months ago and still worked to suppress the release of that videotape. But by any means necessary. The guy's a billionaire. I can think of several ways he could probably come up with to make sure that tape never got out.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe standing by. He'll join us here on Zolak and Bertrand next.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It feels good. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us.
Hey,
hi, Dan.
What's up?
How's your trip?
How you doing?
Milwaukee.
Where the hell did you go?
I know it's not exactly been like Miami Beach weather here, but Milwaukee was even worse than here. I mean, it snowed on Saturday. I mean, it was like gray on gray. It was just amazing. I mean, I don't know how those people do it. It was tough. So anyway, a couple of interesting games, and I'm back and ready to watch the Bruins tonight in a must-win game. So there.
Very good. Yeah. Any follow-up thoughts on our previous conversation about the
Yeah, I did. I had mostly questions. So
yeah, what do you got?
First of all, with Hardy over there, like you started, like you said, that the longer this goes, the more you're convinced that he did the right thing by this fight strategy.
No, I said the longer that he draws this out, the wiser this decision becomes. And so, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I thought sarcasm, and then all your follow-up comments led to that. So yes, I am with Hardy on that. And that's in the spirit of the thing. And Beadle, I don't know if we found this out, but the other day we read the scenarios in which the tape will be released, and they were all, it was basically every scenario resulted in the tapes get released.
Right.
So what's the scenario
found
where
guilty,
it doesn't
found
get
innocent plea deal.
Right.
Right. The tape comes out.
So I'm just scratching
or
my head.
Or case dismissed, right? I mean, no matter what happens.
Right. Every scenario results in eventually the tapes are released, and they have agitated the prosecution sufficiently where they're not going to get any forgiveness from those guys because they're trying to make them all out to be stooges and 7 hours on the stand every day and taking up the judge's time and all the stuff like this. So where is the outcome that is better in terms of the tape? Like what's the one where it doesn't come out? Like you said, found guilty, dismissed, deal, when the jury's impaneled.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Every one of those scenarios that says that's when it's released. And what's the scenario that is the one where it's never released?
Because I think if no matter what, if the judge in the case rules otherwise, he can rule at any point on the tape. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I think he could.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're
every fighting. Way that every scenario I read, when the judge made this ruling, it's like, put a lid on this thing now. It cannot be released until the jury's impaneled or it's dismissed, whatever. But like, there was no scenario other than it's released.
What if you can prove that he can't have a fair trial, right? Said he keeps saying, too, he's entitled to a fair trial.
Well, again, if it's dismissed,
right,
it's released. If he's guilty, it's released. If the jury's impaneled, it's released. Again, I'm asking, what's the scenario where it's not released?
How's it released if he's dismissed?
Because that's what it said.
Yeah.
That's what the judge said.
That's confusing.
That's how I read it. I couldn't come up with a scenario in which it's not released. So I'm failing to see how these daily victories.
So that's almost like, we'll make a deal with you. We'll dismiss everything, but we release the tape. Like, that doesn't make sense.
I know. It doesn't make
sense. Like, for example, could they release the... Okay, if they dismiss the case...
Once it's released, once the case is dismissed, then it's free to release, according to the way I read it.
If they were to dismiss the case and say, you know, we had it wrong, we shouldn't have charged him, could they release the video of the people who were in there that were not engaged in anything illegal?
I have no idea.
Because there is a tape?
It sounds like they would have actionable cause.
They'd have to release the whole tape, right? Then now you're nitpicking and choosing which parts you want to look at and not look at. You either see the tape, the whole entire tape, or you don't.
So that's the question that, you know,
then
maybe...
Then it looks
maybe
like it was a specific witch hunt.
Maybe someone smarter than me can answer the scenario in which it never gets released, which would be good. But in absent that, like with Hardy was saying, it's just going on and on, day after day, story after story. And now people are racing to the internet to find out what you're talking about what this guy said in the stand yesterday.
Are they, though?
I don't know.
I think 2 months ago people weren't.
I don't think you have to. I think it comes up in your feed whether you wanted to or not. I didn't want to know.
I understand that.
There it is.
You know what I mean? The more and more like...
I mean, yeah.
The more time drags out, the more I think this it's like ho-hum.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to be blown away.
Don't forget, we just went through the scenario where it's going to get released. So I guess if...
I know, you keep saying that, but it might not.
But no one painted no one has explained the situation which results in it not being released, because there is none that I've seen. So there's that, and then there's the protraction of it. I guess if he wins in court and the commissioner says, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong, we're ignoring that.
Yeah, the three ways is once a jury is sworn in, case is resolved by plea agreement, or the charges are dismissed.
Okay, those are the ways it's released, according to that story. And... is there a fourth scenario, which would be, that thing's never coming out? What else is there?
I don't know.
The end of the world?
Now that order, though, was in the temporary order, okay. Not the final order.
Okay.
That was the first time that it was ordered. There's now been an additional order that it's sealed.
Yeah, and there's three different courts dealing
with
this.
Yeah, that was only the first one. Right, there's now been an additional one that said it's, like, you know, permanently sealed.
Yeah. So all those things. But yeah.
So that was in the temporary order. I don't know if and obviously the new order supersedes that one. So I don't know what that new one says. Yeah. You'd have to go digging into that document.
Well, I'm with Hardy. I see no victory.
But Dan,
here.
Do you think that there is no way that the tape doesn't make it out?
I'm not smart enough to know that. But
okay, but you don't think that there's a way in which he is not guilty or charges are dismissed and the tape still gets out legally?
Absolutely.
I have a hard time imagining that.
I'm not sure. You're saying a double negative, or are you saying that?
I just have a hard time imagining that be the case, that he would be found not guilty or the charges are dismissed, and yet the state is still going to be allowed.
Oh, okay.
The judge
that would
the
seem
state
really
to
unfair.
Release it.
That would seem really unfair.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that would be true.
And actionable.
Sense.
And actionable.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would happen.
Right.
That's like the point I made. It's like, okay, here's what we'll do. Okay. We'll cut everything away.
Release. In the other county yesterday, they threw the tapes out in the other county. Mm-hmm. In, I think, Martin County. They threw the tapes out in a different county, obviously, different
in court,
prosecutors.
Right?
In court, they threw the tapes out.
Where was Sheriff Jim Bob?
Now, there is a key difference. The difference being that in that county, they just let the tape roll. No one was monitoring it live, and they just recorded everything and then went back and watched the tapes. Whereas in Palm Beach County, they monitor it live, and as soon as they realized there was no illegal activity happening, they shut the cameras off. And so because they did it, they conducted it differently. They apparently were doing it by the letter of the law in the Orchids of Asia spa, and it was different in Martin County. But in Martin County, they tossed them. They tossed the videos out. So no video evidence there.
And to your other point, when Hardy was talking earlier with the commissioner, he's going to rule anyway, and he's going to suspend him anyway. I mean, I don't see a scenario in which they don't. Again, this goes to the old Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, Eight Men Out, watch the movie, you know, in court. They're all celebrating.
If the charges are dismissed or he is found not guilty, do you still think that he will be suspended?
Yes, I believe that. Yes.
I think there is precedent for him not to.
That'll be an interesting challenge.
And that would be what happened with Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland last year when he was not charged in that, you know, scam that they were running with the Flying J truck stop thing.
Yeah.
His whole family got caught up in that, and the commissioner said, well, we got to wait for the legal process. And when Haslam didn't get charged, it was like, well, nope, we're good. Don't have to do anything.
Well, how's that going to play with the Players Association if this comes and goes and there's nothing? I mean, players have gone down for less, right?
I don't know.
I think Goodell is much more interested in keeping the owners happy than he is the players happy.
Right, I agree with that. Always has been. So that's who he works for.
That's not the issue. But
so now we have a scenario in which it's all going away, the tape's not coming out, and the commission does nothing. Like, this never happened.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, I think that's
still on the table.
I think it's on the table, Dan. As crazy as that seems.
That is, yeah.
I think it's on the table.
Good luck.
It could happen. Right. I think it's within reach, and I never thought that would be the case just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I think it's within play. I think it's in play. Let's get to your calls in 90 seconds. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. Hardy has headlines. Don't go anywhere.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.